News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
It's time for this.
The rhododendron situation has gone so bad now, Minister. Nothing short of calling in the army is going to put it right.
Show me a shed there, Kevin. I'm not surprised.
When you go into a restaurant, do you have the
whiffy coat? Don't speak to Deputy McSherry, you will not speak to the chair like that.
I can't speak to anybody.
You won't speak to
you
the chair.
I can't speak to anybody in here.
I suspend the house for 5 minutes.
I think that's the fifth or sixth time we've played that. And I laugh at the whiffy coat every time I hear it. We are continuing our look at bellwether constituencies around the country. So these are the ones that you need to be watching on Sunday as the count begins. I should say live coverage of that count right across the day here on News Talk on Sunday and into Monday morning. We're focusing today on Louth and why we should be paying attention to it. David Lynch is the managing editor of the Dundalk Democrat. He took us through the topics dominating the campaign in the constituency.
Well, with Louth being a commuter county beside Dublin, commuting and the desire to get jobs back into the county is a big issue that's been cropping up on the doors, of course, which ties in with that. You have housing needs and the rental market in Louth is ridiculously expensive to try, and the ability to get a mortgage is also an issue. Beyond that, then, you're also looking at health services and health facilities in the county. Louth has one centre of excellence, Our Lady of Lourdes in Drogheda, and the A&E is overstretched, and certainly wait times there are a big issue that people do kind of mention quite a lot on the doors in the run into this election. Louth also has, as we've seen with the gang feud in Drogheda, there's a criminal and crime situation, which a lot of people are hoping that extra guard resourcing can come into play there.
Okay, my old home constituency, Kieran, who are the runners and riders?
So last time out, 2016 general election, Declan Brannock was first elected for Fianna Fáil. Hot on his heels, Gerry Adams, who actually got more of the first preference vote. Gerry Adams brought in Imelda Munster as well of Sinn Féin, Fergus O'Dowd and Peter Fitzpatrick, both of Fine Gael. Gerry Adams not running this time, Peter Fitzpatrick running, of course, as an independent. Jed Nash of Labour, now a senator, he was the high-profile victim in the constituency that time around. So running in total this time, for the five seats in Louth, I mentioned Fergus O'Dowd of Fine Gael. He's now joined on the ticket by John McGahan. Declan Brannock is running again for Fianna Fáil. James Byrne, Thomas Byrne, the TD, his brother, is running for Fianna Fáil. Imelda Munster for Sinn Féin. And she is joined by Councillor Rory O'Murachu, going for the Gerry Adams seat, as it were. The aforementioned Senator Jed Nash for Labour, Mark Deary for the Green Party, Audrey Fergus, People Before Profit, Eamon Sweeney for Renewa, Cathal O'Murachu for the Irish Freedom Party. I mentioned Peter Fitzpatrick, formerly of Fine Gael, running as an independent. Joining him as independents, Topanga Bird, David Bradley and Albert Byrne. Why is this a bellwether?
Other than the fact that they used to say how Louth votes the country votes, I'm not so sure that's the case anymore. This is so crucial for the Labour Party. This is a really, really big one for the Labour Party. They've got a really good candidate in Jed Nash. It's a five-seater. He's been working on the ground. He's based in Drogheda. He has to win this seat. If Labour don't win this seat, they are in a whole pile of trouble. Firstly, because it would suggest, numbers-wise, they're going to be at four or five and possibly even worse. But more importantly, in the longer term, if Labour has to have a future, like Brendan Howland is their only banker, he will definitely win a seat. Sean Sherlock will probably hold on in Cork East. Then you have the next generation, Mark Wall in Kildare South, Jed Nash, Éan O'Riordan in Dublin Bay North, and Kevin Humphreys in Dublin Bay South. Two or three, ideally, of those have to win. If they don't, well, then there is a major question mark about Labour and Labour's future. So Louth is a must win for the Labour Party.
All right, stay tuned on Sunday here on News Talk, live coverage of the count, and pay particular close attention to Louth from a Labour point of view.